this.
Well, I'm Todd Zwillick. It's The Takeaway, filling in for John Hockenberry. Those sounds will be familiar to you. You know, the flu, for many of us, is an annoyance. Time off work, lost money, lots of discomfort. For tens of thousands of other Americans, extreme sickness, and in some cases, death. Now, the flu season is back, and this year's strain of the virus is especially brutal. People are flocking to hospitals across the country with severe flu symptoms, and some deaths related to complications of the flu and the flu itself are already reported, as they are every year. Now, things have gotten so bad in Boston that the mayor, Thomas Menino, declared a public health emergency in that city, setting off some alarm bells in New England and beyond. But the question is, why is the flu, unlike last year and the year before that, especially bad this year? Joining me to discuss that is Dr. Joseph Brzee. He's chief of the epidemiology and prevention branch at the CDC's influenza division. Dr. Brzee, hello.
Hi, Todd.
Thanks for joining us. Are we seeing simply more cases of some standard flu or a worse, more aggressive flu? Do we know?
I think it's too early to tell. Flu seasons will go on for a while longer, and really until the end of the season, we'll be able to tell the severity or the duration. I think what's unusual about this season is the early nature of it. We're not used to seeing this much flu this early in the season. We usually get peaks around February or March. And so to get a lot of disease in early January, late February, I think is unusual. But how severe it ultimately will be and how long it will last, I don't know yet.
And we don't have any indications so far that clinically, that is to say in individual patients, that their disease is worse than, say, it would have been a year or two ago.
I don't think so, but it's a good reminder that flu is a bad disease, and flu each year in the U.S. causes hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and tens of thousands of deaths. And so I think it's a reminder that a flu year, whether it's an average flu year or a severe flu year, can lead to lots of severe disease in lots of people.
Dr. Joseph Brzee is chief of epidemiology and prevention at the CDC's flu division. Dr. Brzee, what about vaccine rates this year? They fluctuate with supply. Sometimes the vaccine makers don't make enough. Sometimes they have enough. Did we get enough people vaccinated on the front end? Does that help explain this?
We never think we get enough people vaccinated on the front end. And in fact, the good news is a lot of people are getting vaccinated and still are getting vaccinated as of last week. This year, we're running vaccination rates about the same we did last year. And last year, we ended up getting to a little less than half the people in the U.S. vaccinated. We think that's good by historical standards, but still far below what we'd like to achieve.
Now, the way this works is when it's summer here, you folks in the epidemiology world are hunting flu strains in the southern hemisphere, knowing that they're going to spread north, and that's how you make the flu vaccine. It's kind of a guessing game. Did you all choose right? I think there are three strains in the flu vaccine. Is there a chance that what's affecting people early is maybe what's not in the vaccine that everyone chose?
So far, it looks really good. It is a bit of a guessing game. We track flu all around the world, all year, all the time, and have to make decisions about what goes in the vaccine a full 10 months before the season starts. And so there always is the risk that we're going to guess wrong. This year, it looks really good. Well over about 90% of the strains that we've characterized, which have been several hundred strains in the U.S. this year, look very much like the vaccine strain. So I think the vaccine should be very effective this year.
And widely available. Sometimes there are shortages.
It is. People may have to call one or two places at this point in the year to find vaccine, but there should be enough for folks who still want to get it.
So before I let you go, Dr. Brzee, let's talk basic prevention. The flu, as we've said, is no joke. You mentioned that I think more than 30,000 people a year actually die from flu. You know, if you're young and strong, it'll make you darn sick and maybe infect your kids, too. And nobody wants that. So basic prevention, just help us out. Of course, the vaccine. What else?
Yeah, we think about three things, actually. The vaccine first, of course. In the fall, we'd like to get everybody to be vaccinated. And if you haven't been vaccinated yet, please do so now. The second thing is if you do get sick, you can always take medicines to make yourself feel better faster or prevent complications. But the third thing is do what your mom told you. Cover your mouth so you don't, when you cough, so you don't infect the person sitting next to you. Stay home when you're sick and wash your hands a lot during the year. Those things are clearly effective in preventing the flu in you and your family.
Wash those hands, wash those hands. That's Dr. Joseph Brzee, Chief of Epidemiology and Prevention at CDC's Flu Division. Dr. Brzee, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.